You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Got our special guest,
the lovely Imogen Foley.
From
Hello.
Purple. Wow. How are you today?
I'm so good, thank you. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Swell.
It's been a good day.
It's been a day.
It's been a day.
The day has progressed.
You know, it's not the coldest and end day ever, so I can't complain.
Nothing to complain about.
Exactly.
Yes. You were just in Queenstown.
Yes. Yes, I was. With Purple Dog, actually.
With
whoa.
Who's? Tell me about Purple Dog.
Yeah, what's your connection to them?
What's your connection to Purple Dog? Tell me.
We go a little back. Purple Dog is my band.
Yes.
That I sing and play guitar in.
Both?
It's truth.
Wow.
Wow.
We were in Queenstown together because Queenstown was the first stop of our New Zealand tour.
So exciting. And why are we doing this tour?
We're going on tour because we just released our EP, Dog Years.
Oh my goodness. Tour it's and EP release. This is huge news for Purple Dog. This is so exciting.
Five tracks.
Five rockin' tunes. How many shows? Four shows.
Yeah, what's upcoming?
So, since Queenstown, we've got, we're going to Christchurch tomorrow, Auckland next week on Wednesday at Big Fan, and then we're finishing off at Pearl Diver in Dunedin.
Ooh, my goodness.
Finishing
homeward.
Where you started.
Finishing back to where our roots. Started. That's
yeah.
Beautiful.
Is AVDK just ending with you, or are they going with you the whole time?
They are opening for us in Dunedin. Yeah.
Amazing.
So, yeah. Good mates of ours. It'll be a really fun night. Looking forward to it.
So cool. Wow. Is this your first EP ever?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty
insane.
Thrilling. How do you feel?
Very, like, relieved to have it out.
Yeah.
I think.
You've given birth.
Finally, we've been carrying this child for...
Eons.
Many
it's
months.
Like an elephant pregnancy.
It is an elephant pregnancy.
That's the name of the next EP.
Producing pink milk. Do they make
that
pink
could be
milk?
An EP. Elephant pregnancy.
Elephant. Yeah. I think it's good. I think you should change to Elephant Dog.
Elephant Dog.
new band name. Anyway, sorry. It's been released and now it's growing. It's going to grow a life of its own in the public space.
Mm-hmm.
Become one with the universe.
Yeah.
Exactly. Why'd you decide on the name Dog Years?
Dog Years reflects one of the main themes of the EP, which is kind of just about growing up and the speed of experiences you have in this phase between like leaving high school and your years at uni.
That's awesome.
I feel like you go through a lot of change and sometimes we're just like dang, time's moving so fast. And kind of that connection to like you look at your dog and you're like, oh my god, like they're 50 right now, because like 7 dog years is one human year.
Yeah, that's like your band, your album. She's old. How old is she in Dog Years? Purple Dog.
Oh,
how old is Purple Dog?
How old was the EP?
Purple Dog would be, I think, almost 14 now.
Wow.
So big.
I know.
So big.
Yep, entering teen.
Enter-
A lot of changes.
Terrible teen. She's going to go through her own Dog Years. That's really cool. I like that, like, the, what is it? A double? Can we count it as a double entendre if your band's name is Purple Dog?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, slay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Slay.
Gonna have dog themed EPs and albums for the rest of time.
It's the only way forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think, was it you and I, Josie, who were talking about how this EP being called Dog Years, the next release of songs will be called Dog Ears.
Yes.
And it's just maybe like 12 tracks. And it's just silence.
No, but silence to human ears.
To human ears.
Oh, okay. It's and a then, frequency that we can't hear.
Exactly.
It's only, exactly. You can only understand it if you're a dog. It's really high pitched in their range.
Yeah. They will be bumping that.
They'll be bumping. The dogs will be bumping. Something for the people and then something for the dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You play it for your dog. And
they don't get enough love.
Purple Dog is for the fans.
Most artists don't make music for them. It's a bit sad.
It's an area which has been neglected.
Yeah.
We need to change that.
Absolutely.
That's actually why we formed as a band. It's not for humans.
No.
It's for the dogs.
That's beautiful. Dogs. So in a way, you're training for the dogs. Like this EP is like, what can we make music.
Mm.
Next EP is time to make it for dogs.
Exactly. Yeah. Time to achieve what we set out to do.
Yeah.
Really please the real fans.
Wow. So for this album, I mean, it's really cool. It's like there, it's a range of kind of sounds. Like goes from high energy, kind of Kiwi rock to a bit somber at times. Who are your, you know, your influences, your inspirations?
Our inspirations. Oh, we've got like an eclectic mix within the band, which I think is actually quite a good thing because it makes our sound very unique and like kind of hard to compare. But I guess Corey and I would point to Always, which is this like indie band from like, I think they're from Canada.
Yeah, I think so. Mary Miachi.
Uh huh.
I love
we
that
saw
song.
Them together.
Did you? Oh,
yeah,
cool.
In December, so I think.
Pretty. Where was this?
It was at the power station in Auckland.
Oh, I had no idea they came down.
Really, really good live.
That's so cool.
Like, insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's us. But then we also like lots of. I think all of us quite like the Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
I don't know if we sound really that much like them. But, we also like this is a band called Slow Pulp. They're awesome.
Oh yes, Slow Pulp is great.
Heck yeah, yeah.
It's kind of more indie folky kind of, or rock folk. I don't know. It's kind of a mix of.
It's a jumble too.
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah, I would definitely got like feelings of Summer Maidens, even from like Kiwi artists and on Cricket Enthusiasts especially. It sounds a lot like kind of a song that the best would even would do. And that was super cool. I love that energy.
Thank you. That's a huge compliment. Beths are awesome.
The Beths are so
yeah, they're
sick.
Great.
I've also heard from a lot of people talking about like your music genre and they describe it as a lot more like poppy than a lot of the Dunedin bands, which is such a cool change because I feel like everyone is doing like indie rock or surf rock and
totally.
It's like your hooks and stuff are a lot more interesting and like easy to groove along to. Also, if you guys haven't seen Purple Dog live, they're amazing. Imogen's like stage presence is phenomenal.
You've got a good chance next week. And if you're in Christchurch tomorrow.
Wunderbar.
Is there anywhere where are you most excited to play?
Oh, good cue. I feel like they've all got appeal in different ways. We've never played in Christchurch, so I'm excited to just like have like an exciting experience there. We've also never played in Auckland.
Ooh.
But what's different about that is I'm originally from Auckland, so it'll be cool to like have my family and my friends from there see me play. I think my grandma's coming. She's like 94, so that'll be
nice.
She's like, yeah. and then the home stretch of playing in Dunedin will be cool because it's like I don't think we've ever headlined a show in Dunedin, so that'll be cool.
That's insane. That's so exciting.
It's about time.
It's about time.
Yeah.
You guys are very good.
Yeah, all the other cities get our band first. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Coming to us last.
Yeah. Well, what was the process about recording and like producing?
For three of the tracks, which are Cold Case, Delusion, and Hold On, like three middle ones, they were recorded at Sublime Studios last year, and we got that recording time through winning Bring the Noise, which like gave us a recording package there. I don't think we'd be able to afford it like normally. It was so deluxe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I mean, I remember the gigs you guys played to win there because I did go. Pretty great.
Long time fan.
You deserved it.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we consider ourselves pretty lucky to win though, because there's so many like awesome bands in Dunedin. I think it was just like a little bit of luck at the end of the day.
Skill.
So humble. So humble. Well, do you have a favorite track on the album?
I think I do. I would probably have to go with Cold Case. It's like the second to last track.
If Hunter was here, he'd be raving about it. He likes it. Yeah.
The reason why it's my favourite is I think it was a song which I worked on for a while to get it sounding right in my head, which sometimes is such an arbitrary like finish line, but I really like how the song builds up in energy. It starts very like chill with just some finger picking and vocals and bass, and then it just like keeps going up at the levels of energy.
That's kind of, that does relate to a question I was going to ask, was when, like, do you feel done with a song?
Mm.
When you're spending so long making them, you're like, you know, it's ready to go out into the world.
I think knowing when you're happy with a song or that it's done is, it can be really hard sometimes because I can be a little bit of a perfectionist sometimes, and I'm like, one, there's so many different ways we could do it, and like, which is the best way?
Yeah.
And sometimes you kind of just have to, I don't know, like, let your intuition guide you on that.
Yeah,
and it's kind of more of a feeling.
Do you
in saying
just, like,
that, oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
I was just going to say, in saying that, even though it's like a feeling, sometimes you do have to pull in your brain and be like, okay, we've done like 24 versions of this. Let's just pick one.
Yeah. Either just like play it live and you feel like, oh, yeah, this is the one.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. Like, we probably wouldn't play a song live until it was like,
until you'd settled on
like
the,
settled, yeah.
Cool. Wow. This is a bit unrelated, but I like to ask this question.
Mm.
What was the last movie that you guys watched, or that you watched?
That I watched. Oh my goodness. What movies have I even watched?
It's been a while. You're going back into the vault.
Yeah, because now that you've asked me this, I've actually just forgotten all the movies I've ever watched in my life. Oh my goodness. Well, I can't really say the movie. Oh, hold on. I think, wait, no, I'm just gonna have to go with the TV show.
Okay.
Because I don't think I can actually accurately remember. My brain's like gone a bit to jelly, I won't lie.
It's
been busy. The last TV show I watched was The Summer I Turned Pretty, because my flat is watching that right now.
Oh,
yeah.
What's that about?
It's pretty popular right now. It's just one of those like love triangle shows. It's like really hard to stop watching, but at the same time I want to throw the TV remote at the screen.
Yeah. Everyone's like, yeah. I was thinking like, those shows really grip me. I had just watched Twin Peaks for a second time, and there's kind of more than love triangles. Like almost every character is cheating on someone.
It's
another person,
no.
And they're cheating. Yeah, and it's kind of just like, it's kind of infuriating, but it's also, it is thrilling. It's gripping. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, because, yeah, it's interesting how like TV shows and films are like just a form of media, and
yeah.
I really do think that like all the kinds of media you consume can really like come out in that kind of art you create.
Yeah, you feel inspired by TV or movie ever when you're creating your music?
I think subconsciously, yes.
Yeah.
Like I reckon it probably does come out maybe in like metaphors of songs, but I think my primary inspirations of media are like music from other people.
Yeah.
And then like books and like poems I've read. Not that I read that many poems, but you know what I mean? Yeah.
Do you write all the lyrics?
I do.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's something I really enjoy.
Yeah.
I find it very cathartic and really fun to put together different puzzle pieces and flesh it out into a song.
I love that description. There's puzzle pieces. It does feel like that.
It really can. Yeah. And sometimes you have like puzzle pieces that just won't fit together, and it's very frustrating. And then once you get it, you're like, yes, and it's so satisfying. And that's kind of how I felt like with Cold Case, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, the like structure of that song, keeping it like, what's the word? Concise?
Yeah.
Not waffling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly that's come out as your favourite track from the album, so you've pieced it together pretty tightly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there any places that you'd like to play?
In the world?
In the world?
Yeah?
Yes.
Don't just restrain yourself to New Zealand. Sky's the limit.
I would really love to play to Sydney or Melbourne.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've not been to Melbourne in a while. I went to Sydney recently because I visited my sister there. But it was just so fun being in a new country.
Totally.
Traveling overseas. And the art scene in Melbourne, I've heard, is just thriving. Like, yeah. The gig scene.
So many local artists and gigs and venues. It's pretty stunning.
Heck yeah. And I remember talking to Zach Hoffman last time I was here. He was saying that so many Kiwis have moved to Melbourne.
That's true.
It's like the biggest diaspora ever. So I believe that. So even, yeah, if we were to play a show in Melbourne, there'd be a lot of Kiwis around. Yeah.
Be a lot of locals that recognize it. Mm. Yeah. Well, how do you feel like the show in Queenstown went?
It was good. It was nice to start the tour off on sort of a more low-key way, because it was like a Thursday, so like it wasn't like super packed, but it was still like the people that were there were bringing great vibes, had some like dancing going on. Our openers, Offshore Band, played awesomely. So go check them out.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was really fun. We really, really enjoyed visiting Queenstown, and it was a great start.
That like crazy jet boat that you can go underwater
with. Oh my gosh, that would be awesome. Yeah. But yeah, we just don't have the funds, eh? We're like, well, we're here. just sort of... the extent of our movements outside of playing and setting up and everything was... we had, like, handed out some flyers for the gigs. We were just sort of walking around the streets and,
awesome.
Hey, we're playing a gig tonight. People were like, oh, goodness. It was great. Rejection therapy, though, I will say that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
the
first time I went up to someone and, like, gave them a flyer and talked about the gig, I was like, oh, my goodness, this is scary. But then by the fourth time I did it, I was like, oh, this is fine.
Yeah. Well, that's also a subtle hint. If you guys want to help fund Purple Dog's underwater kind of submarine jet boat fund, go to the upcoming gigs. Can we also buy... dog ears online?
I believe on our Bandcamp it's set up. Which is like an awesome platform to like help support your artists, because the money from streaming, it's not really make money to be honest it's more like kind of just have it out there. So Bandcamp is a cool like website where you can go see your favorite artists.
Basically, just
tracks.
Support them. Like, no money going anywhere else, really.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, definitely check out Dog Ears on Bandcamp. Well, it's been very nice having you join us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Felix.
No, of course. To cap this off, I think I'm going to play the opener from Dog Ears, Always and Forever.
Woohoo!
Woo! This will be it for the Friday Drive. Thanks for joining us again. Stream or buy Dog Ears on Bandcamp. And also go to their upcoming shows. When are they again? There's the Christchurch at Wunderbar tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. And then Auckland is on the 6th of August.
Yeah.
A big fan. And then Dunedin Pearl Diver on the 8th.
A lot of cool venues.
Woo!
Woo! All right. Keep it locked, everybody. Have a good night.
was a Radio 1 921 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.